Come along, children. Now we're going to have a little music.
I'm Bob. You gotta be careful what you say around here, because you might get fired for something.
I'm Donnie.
Don't let me smack you around, my boy.
She's learned her lesson.
A scrawny little Asian girl in New York City.
Scrawny.
I'm almost fired.
My head itches.
And the rocket's red.
Donnie just fell on the floor again. He fell backwards in his seat.
Phenomena.
Oh, good lord. I have a quick question to open up the show with. What's the point of having a station if no one in your hometown can hear it?
I don't know.
Someone's having certain problems.
Technical difficulty.
Because they're trying to reach out further. And I have a quick message to the guys. You might want to tell a certain on-air staff member not to be so willing to give up information to anyone that calls the station.
Okay. What's your current pay rate?
I mean, come on.
Yeah, man, what's going on? Oh, we didn't have problems. You know, we did this, we did that. We did this. We tried doing this, and then this didn't work.
Hang on, can you repeat that? Let me write this down.
Yeah. Can you say it one more time? I forgot to record. I forgot to hit record on my machine. Damn it. So. Yeah, that's what's been going on around here.
I love how y'all conserve paper.
Yeah, we recycle. See? I'm holding it up for the camera.
And it's white.
there we go.
It's double-sided.
Yeah.
We're very professional.
It's police reports.
On one side.
Yeah. One side is police reports, the other side.
Stupid stories.
It's show prep. Yeah. That's how we recycle. Well, here at the station we do what we call the impossible trivia question. And the question Friday was, you do this 6% of you do this more at work than at home, and the answer was recycle.
Okay. Wow.
And it's true. I know no one at the house that has police reports in the back of their printer paper.
Well, yeah.
I have to say, the first story that we're going to talk about, I'm very offended by this story. And you'll see why in a second. And you're going, Bob's offended at a story, so should I be offended? No, you probably won't be offended
by this. So I was worried.
A new bill in Mississippi would make it illegal for restaurants to serve obese customers.
Ain't that their main customers?
Exactly. It would allow health inspectors to revoke the license of any restaurant that repeatedly feeds extremely overweight people.
So how do you determine who is extremely overweight? They have scales at the door and it beeps or something?
I guess. It's like,
overweight alert. Overweight alert. Please remove your fat tail from this eating establishment.
2/3 of the adults in Mississippi are overweight and 30% of are obese. Blah, blah, blah. According to the latest federal figures, like they know anything.
Yeah.
The bill is unlikely to become law, but shows concern about an issue that costs the state's free Medicare system an estimated $220 million a year. Ted Mayhall, one of the politicians who proposed the bill, said he was hoping to call attention to the problem. He said no one's doing anything about it. They just keep on going to the buffets and eating. Well, stop making it so damn good.
My point is, if you want to be fat, be fat.
Yeah. I want to be fat.
Drink, be merry. Eat, drink, and be merry.
Certain stations want to suck, so they suck. Yes. Did you get any more threats, by the way?
No, I haven't.
Ooh, we're scared.
I'm terrified.
Even if we were on regular radio, we haven't broken the first FCC regulation by talking about you.
And Bob's got a list. Check.
Well, I don't have a list. Check. We just have people that check on this stuff for us. We got to stay PC. You don't want to cross that line. And for those of you that are wondering why I'm talking out of the side of my mic, because I'm having to stare at the new webcam we have in here. We're on Stickam. You would think it'd be stick cam, but it's stick, like a stick, and AM.
Okay.
It's stickam.com/profile/theUntitledShow.
We got so many little shit everywhere. And
I know it, man. This show is broadcasted to so many different websites at this point.
Buy a t-shirt. Buy a t-shirt
on our website. Yeah,
I can't get a free one. He's stingy.
There's a design on the back, but you can't see it because I'm a fat ass. Maybe I need to stop going to the buffets.
Yeah.
But we have different designs. And yes. I forgot about this. A new promotion. Design a t-shirt, and if you win, you'll get five free. You get five free shirts of your design in any sizes you want, XL and below. Because above that costs more because of Mississippi.
Damn it.
Yeah, maybe that's why their name is so large.
Makes sense.
One thing I like about the webcam now is I can start using, you know,
hand motions.
Yeah, hand motions.
Sorry.
For the none of you that are watching, Johnny just did the bonchika wow wow. Movement. The making love to the desk. Same desk my legs are under.
This corner's kind of stiff in my side.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
Phenomena.
Design a t-shirt. You get five free ones.
And sell them.
You can sell them to your friends. Give them away. Whatever. Give us a design. Anything. And, yes, I forgot about our sponsors. We wouldn't be anything without them. Go to sleep, Donnie, because I'm going to be here a while. Okay, hot topic. Zazzle.com, where you can get these fine t-shirts. Live365.com. Daytona 500 this Sunday on
what? We cheated on that one apparently.
And WWE WrestleMania 24.
Yeah, we slipped on that one.
Check your local listings. Go to WWE.com for more information.
I think I'm gonna watch TNA tonight.
Ew.
Just to watch the barbed wire match.
Oh, there's a barbed wire match?
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Some monster something and some other
it's,
dude.
It's probably Abyss and Rhino.
No, it's Abyss and the monster or something. With a mask, look like Mankind on it.
Yeah, oh my God, it's the new guy. Oh, I can't remember.
Yeah, and they're in a barbed wire match. That's the only reason I wanted to watch it.
Yeah. What I don't understand about wrestling is...
Eat flesh.
Especially the guy, you know, Dustin Rhodes, who was gold dust on WWE. His brother, Cody, is now in the WWE. But Dustin chose not to go back to WWE because he would have to play the Gold Dust character again.
And he never
So went. He goes to TNA to play the Black Reign character, and his best friend, his manager, not a good-looking diva, not even halfway attractive, it's a damn rat that he French kisses every chance he gets.
So one extreme to the other.
I mean, Michael Vick is in jail. But this guy is still free. What the hell?
I was watching it last night, and I'm not impressed. They had like a Shark Boy.
It's too scripted.
And it's some Japanese dude that looked like a...
It has been a very known fact.
Kalash Boy or something.
It's been a very known fact with TNA. It is extremely scripted. They have a match format that they have to follow. But with they give them no room to improv any move or anything. Everything is already pre-planned out because it's too perfect in the ring. It looks too well done.
And it's like, let's jump off the rope. Yeah. Let's jump out of the ring. Let's jump off this side. Whatever the f*** this... Whatever. Whoa. Sorry. Caught myself.
Whoa. Anyway. Okay. In celeb news, what can we say? Britney's out.
My God. Every time we do this, it's Britney's fear.
There's Britney stories, and we said on the website we're not going to talk about Britney because everyone else is.
That's all we can find.
Yeah, that's all. Any of our show prep sites, I've got like five of them that we go through every morning to get material for this show, and that is all they want to talk about is Britney effing Spears.
I like how you censored yourself.
I don't give a GD about the mother effing Britney S-L-U-T Spears.
You're making me proud.
It's AM radio. It does it to you.
Oh, okay.
It takes the fight out of you. It's like, I don't want to be edgy anymore. I just want to sit here and play mediocre music all day.
Mediocre?
I didn't say that. That was Donnie. He imitated my voice there for a second. So Britney's out. Her sister's pregnant. I didn't do it. And Donnie, why aren't you saying anything?
Well, there was that. Never mind.
Hey, whoa. Whoa.
I didn't do it, I promise. I don't want the FBI coming and finding me.
Hold on. No, we're in the clear. That's what I said. We're in the clear. Hold on.
Like 10 FBI trucks out there.
And speaking of celebrity news, this was kind of just swept underneath the rug. Kirsten Dunst. From the Spider-Man movies, from Bring It On, she's in rehab now.
Why is it all women?
Let's see. Ron Simmons from the WWE, he just went into the guy that comes out and goes, damn, he's in rehab now.
It's Farouk.
Scott Hall, the little toothpick throwing penis head. You can say penis.
Okay.
He's in rehab. Eva Mendez, whatever effing show she's from, I don't know. Probably Desperate Housewives.
Scott Hall doesn't even wrestle anymore.
Well, he's been given plenty of opportunities to wrestle again.
And Farouk don't
wrestle. But he keeps blowing
it. Anyway.
Well, he's got a bad back.
He played at Florida State, baby.
Yeah. That's the only reason why you like him.
Yeah,
the only reason.
Pretty much.
And, Donnie, I want you to prepare yourself. Coming up, we have the top five songs in the country as of last week. And we're going to go through them, and we're going to see how many you know.
All the songs.
The top five.
You're talking about like...
We got the top five songs.
Period. Okay.
And we're going to see if you know them or not.
Okay.
I know I didn't.
Well.
And I'm a DJ. I'm supposed to know this stuff. And guess what? I don't.
If I know them, something's wrong.
And can I ask people a serious question? Why? In 30 effing degree weather, are you going to be bundled up in like an Eskimo jacket complaining about how cold it is, sitting inside Dairy Queen eating an ice cream cone?
I don't have any answer for that.
What the hell?
And it's cold as crap. Oh, damn, this ice cream's good.
I'm going to fudge sickle. I mean, if you're going to bitch about how cold it is,
and he's eating a blizzard.
I mean, if it was hot fudge, and I just said F, never mind. Whoops. Beep. If it was hot fudge, I'd understand. What the hell? And me and a guy in middle of Walmart actually got to an argument over this. I mean, which do you think has the best ice cream? Dairy Queen or Sonic? As I bite my finger.
Dairy Queen.
Why?
I just like blizzards.
Okay, best milkshake.
Sonic.
Exactly.
That was a no-brainer.
The reason why that is, you get a freaking milkshake, and I'm not ragging on our Dairy Queen. I'm ragging on all of them.
It's like that big.
Well, the thing is that when you get it, The moment they hand it to you, the ice cream's gone. You're drinking basically...
flavored milk.
You're basically drinking a very high sugar chocolate milk.
Yeah.
I mean,
in Sonic, you're like...
and everyone's like, the reason why the ice cream is always so hard at Sonic is because they use chemicals. Good! Chemical it up! I mean...
it's bitter!
Jesus! I mean... if I'm going to die, I'd rather die happy. I'd rather die from a heart attack with a Big Mac in my hand, even though I don't eat Big Macs.
Me neither.
Than lying in a hospital bed for 3 months going, I wonder when it's going to be the last second. I mean, I'd rather die when I'm 40, happy, or surrounded by strippers, than die 80 years old by myself with a 16-year-old nurse helping me. That
with a catheter up my tail.
Yeah. And I couldn't even get a... if I wanted to. Like, you look good in that outfit. Too bad I can't do anything with it.
Never mind.
Jesus.
That little blue pill don't work anymore.
I'm 112 years old. I lived during the Depression. Die. Who cares? You're irrelevant. You should have died 50 years ago.
You kind of sounded hesitant about saying that. I'm like, you should have died 50 years ago.
I had to do the math.
Oh, okay.
What would be acceptable? Okay, 50. And you're still old if you would have died back then. You old fart. I guarantee every time he farts, dust comes out. Because his bones are freaking decaying.
Look like
so damn brittle.
Look like Jackass.
Jesus. Oh, that came on last night. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I watched it.
On Showtime.
And I watched that Pros versus Joes.
Oh, my God.
It was funny.
Has-beens versus couch potatoes.
It was funny.
No. I got a better one. Has-beens versus virgins.
Okay.
I'm 30 years old. I'm married. Jeez. Since when do married people still be virgins? I swear they all look like virgins. That's what I'm getting at.
Okay.
For the dumb the dumb people listening.
No, you can't complain about me. I've only done one thing once.
I've ran out of my filter.
Oh, okay.
By talking about Britney effing Spears. My filter is empty. Nice.
That one didn't act like it wanted to come up.
Sounded like it came out of my ear. You just fart. You ass.
Possibly.
Haven't I taught you anything? When you fart, do it in the mic.
Well, I didn't
so
have.
Everyone can enjoy
I it. Went to stand up and it. You didn't see me do this?
Coming next from the Entitled Show, Scratch and Sniff Radio.
Yeah, awesome. We're going to have everything. We should do it like.
We're going to hook hoses up to our asses. We're going to run tubes across America. So when we fart, you can all smell it.
That's a long distance fart, boy.
And so when we pee, it rains.
Okay. Acid rain. For real.
No, like a movie, Bowfinger. Chubby rain. What the hell? Only in movies could stupid ideas work. Oh, wait. Never mind.
Napoleon Dynamite.
Exactly. That is one movie that deserves to be burned in hell.
It was funny the first time.
It wasn't funny the first time.
It was funny to me the first time.
After the freaking intro, I was like, this is stupid. They didn't even show any of the characters. This is stupid. How in the freaking world is everyone else normal except for these three people, these are the only... this movie's pissing me off so much, I can't talk. My God. Give me your thoughts. God. What the freaking hell? Who comes up with this BS?
Idiot. Okay, the only part I did not get. The girl's at the door and he goes, your mom goes to college. I'm like, huh?
That's the only part you didn't get?
Yeah, that's...
I'm yelling now.
The rest of it was... You're like,
come the freak on.
It's like,
God.
You sound like him now.
Butter toast.
Butter toast. Sweet gravy.
Jesus.
That fun. I like that show.
I hated it.
Gravy. That's the only part I like.
Vote for Pedro. Vote for Pedro. Vote for... If I see another one of those freaking shirts, I'm going to burn you alive. You could form a... Look, you're making me... My God. There's a church next door. Look what you're making me do.
We need to get a break.
Okay, we're back, damn it. I'm still pissed off. My God.
I'm going to sit here and be quiet. With my empty soda can.
You know what? You're a
I like. That's why you keep me around.
I hate you. God.
Freaking idiot.
Freaking idiots who wrote this bullshit. How did we go on a 10-minute tangent about Napoleon freaking Dynamite? I wouldn't be shocked the neighbors come over and be like, what's all he yelling for? Shut the f*** you old hag and die.
But I went through the depression.
Who gives a crap? I'm depressed looking at your old ass.
I saw World War II.
Too bad you didn't die in it. From a gunshot wound to the freaking earlobe.
Bob's lost it, y'all.
Jesus. Well, I've had a bad week thanks to DirecTV, the leader in digital television. Freaking hell. We order HD. We finally order HD. We have three receivers in our house. We order two HD receivers to replace two of them because we only have two HD TVs. Okay, so the installer comes out and he just throws the receivers in and leaves. But the package came with two receivers and a new dish to be put up. He's like, no, you don't need that thing. That dish will work fine that you already have. Nice like a box of chocolates. And he just leaves. Makes my dad, who's not trained to activate these things, now has to call and give like a freaking line of code to the freaking operator to activate the damn receivers.
And your dad was not very...
And that raised a red flag with me. We're about to have problems, I believe. Get home. Guess what? No HD. You want to know why? Because the dish wasn't freaking installed.
Is HD any different?
It kind of is. But, oh, I'm not done yet. I'm not done.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
2 days later, they send the same technician back to our house. The same technician. And at this point, I'm already pissed at the guy. I'm ready to string him by the freaking throat and shove tater tots up his ass. God, what an idiot. He must have wrote the damn movie. Lord knows he's not the brightest light on the tree. So he comes to the house and he's like, are you sure you got the HD package? And we did. We called him before. We already did. The only channels we were missing in HD as far as our package goes was the movie channels. So he calls up. He's like, you don't get all the HD channels. We know. We don't get the movie channels. He's like, no, there's more than that. So he signs us up for these freaking channels. And one of them, HBO, was the only one that showed up. He was like, there you go. It's all fixed. I don't have to put it in the dish now. He goes away. Again. Just leaves. Doesn't give us a chance. Hey, can you look at this? Just leaves. DirecTV is supposed to be about, what, 80 HD channels?
Yep.
Guess how many we're getting? 12.
Ooh, that was close.
You held up 5 freaking fingers.
Twice.
Don't make me slap you around, little boy. Don't make me smack you around, little boy. There you go. Just sit there like a little freaking... What the hell are you doing?
Holding my balls.
So we call DirecTV again. And the lady on the phone, she was so sweet. I was pissed. I was swearing at her. I felt bad. And her just sweet voice came on there. I'm so sorry, sir. Let me see what I can do for you. I just couldn't be mad anymore. She just like, she put me in a trance. Like, she loosed hypnosis through the phone. I swear I almost
oh my god. From a voice.
It's better than Sex Line. And it doesn't cost $5 a minute. And she even calls the installer an idiot. So now they're sending, you know, actual certified people. And just like my ex Sim, I was able to weasel out 3 free months of movie channels. I rule. And now I'm not so pissed anymore. How can you be pissed when they throw you free stuff?
For 3 months.
It's like, hey, go ahead, give me that NASCAR hot pass. NASCAR's back. I am so happy Dale Jr. won the Bud shootout last night.
Okay.
They're qualifying right now, but I had to turn the TV off because it would distract someone, even though his back's turned to it.
No.
In case those of you that are not watching, which means all of you, I'm doing a head gesture at a certain someone.
Out the window.
Who's growing an awful goatee on his chin.
Shut up, man.
Looks like a squirrel died and he just stitched it on.
If I squirrel, I want a squirrel tail. I'll hang it all the way down here. Be cool.
Lick my
bend over. All right. No, we'll pass.
There we go. Right for the camera. There you go. Right in the camera. There you go. Back to our stories that I worked feverishly on. Not.
I'll try not to throw him off topic anymore. These teeth got stood up.
Oh, God.
He got a butt crack mic.
Oh, that don't smell. No, it doesn't smell.
Sure.
Woo! Oh, my God. I'm going to have to yell because I can't talk into that thing anymore. Woo! Oh, it gets worse as it goes.
It, like, hit my ass. I was like...
It's thick. It just hit him, and he's like a foot away from me. They're going to come in here in the morning, and I think someone just died.
Bob, did you let a cat in on the weekend?
It reminds me of the first time we did the show in like 3 months. I was running down the hall with a chair at the beginning of the show, and I just like farted. Donnie's like walking behind me. He's like, dude!
And like backdraft.
We had just lost every female listener we had, which is all 2 of them. So now we're down to a total of 1 listener.
What happened to them?
They're watching Napoleon Dynamite. God. Anyway. Ugh.
Don't waft it my way.
Window don't open.
We have a fan.
Yeah, that little thing ain't going to do anything.
Not against that beast.
It'll just form it into a giant ball.
A 4-year boy. 4-year? I can't talk now.
Your scent glands have been destroyed.
Someone help me.
Maybe you need to go to rehab.
I'm Bob, and I like to fart on microphones. Hi, Bob. Yeah, it started when I was 8, you know.
I've been fart-free for 2 days.
Yeah. Whoops.
We're proud of you, Bob. Well,
there goes that. Sorry. You guys might want to cover your nose and start breathing through your mouth. You know.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Ooh. You could taste it that way. Sorry.
Ooh, I should have had those jalapenos last night.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. Stay away from Taco Bell. Ooh. Ooh. Wow. Ooh, that smells like chocolate. Stay away from Dairy Queen.
Don't eat them buffets.
Smells like ice cream. I knew I shouldn't have visited my brother in Mississippi.
Oh, God.
I was so eager to get that one out. A 4-year-old boy got stuck after eating a buffet and tried going through the door.
A what?
Joking. A four-year-old boy got stuck when he climbed into his family's top-loading washing machine, and firefighters had to use a metal cutter to slice the appliance open to get him. The boy, who wasn't hurt, was wedged up against the agitator? The thing in the washing machine with a knee folded against his chest while the machine was empty and not running. Damn it.
Much more interesting.
The owner of appliance store was then called in for advice on how to take the washer apart. It's called a screwdriver, you dumbass. Gee, I wonder what this plus is.
What should we do? Four or five of them.
Well, oh, wait, this one's just a minus. What do we do?
Isn't that to do with some of that science stuff?
What do we do here? It says pull to open.
Right,
what do we do? I'm pushing it. It ain't opening. The fire department wound up using its hydraulic. Oh, they have to use those dramatic quotes. Jaws of life. Tool normally used to remove crash victims from wrecked vehicles to cut through the machine's walls and plastic tub. The child cried and screamed at times while stuck, but was calm once he was freed.
Well, no short.
That's because they killed him.
It does not report that the jaws of life took life.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, this is Donnie's grandma right here.
Well.
In Florida. Where else? Authorities said a grandmother was arrested for hiding what? What was she hiding?
I don't know.
Okay, here's a clue. It was in her bra.
Money.
No.
Teeth.
No.
Keys.
No.
A gun.
No.
A knife.
No.
A condom.
No.
KY jelly.
No.
Well, I'm out of ideas.
Oh, my God. What is the one thing that you have not said? What do you get busted for?
Crack. Marijuana.
She was hiding cocaine in her bra during a drug raid in Oakland Park, Florida.
Okay, how do they find that? All right, Granny, roll them up.
Deputies conducted a search warrant on her home and found Daisy with powder cocaine stuffed in a bra. Deputies also found 20 crack cocaine rocks, 4 grams of powder cocaine, marijuana, and $1,000 in cash. The other 8 arrested faced various charges, including possession with intent to sell within 1,000 feet of a church, probation violations, and marijuana possession. She was 62 years old.
How much
on cocaine?
How much you smelling that weed for, old lady?
She's like me. She just wants to die happy, not in a hospital bed. Once again, this is why kids are stupid. And instead of having all these warnings on everything, I mean, nature has its way of weeding people out, you know?
Like when we were little.
Yeah. It's like the kids...
Oh, you want to stick a pin in the light socket? Try that.
Yeah. It's like the kids that stick a fork in a light socket and die. I mean, it was destined to happen sooner or later. Why not happen early on?
Save them the misery of...
Yeah. It's like kids that swallow and die on a Lego from... being a dumbass. You know, it's nature's
weed out the idiots.
People out. Yeah. It's like all these diseases, they're not meant to be cured. People are meant to die. An 8-year-old boy had to be freed by firefighters after getting stuck in a pair of handcuffs he found in his mom's bedroom. Ooh, these are furry.
Mommy.
Oh, my God.
Suppose he wasn't choking on a condom.
Wait, I haven't got through the story
okay,
yet.
Okay, let's go.
Let's see. Firefighters took the boy to the fire station in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, to be freed with industrial metal cutters. The cuffs were designed from hardened steel. And not meant as a toy.
Well...
One of the firefighters said the little boy came to the fire station with his grandmother and had cuffs hanging from one wrist. Before we released him, I asked if he was on the run from the police, but he assured me he wasn't. die. And then his grandmother said he found the cuffs in his mom's bedroom. She immediately realized what she'd said and put her hand over her mouth. It's beyond my wildest imagination why someone would keep handcuffs in their bedroom. Gee.
I wonder.
Obviously, this is Amish country. Oh, yes, we're going to go behind a barn and we're going to...
Come here, little donkey.
My God.
What kind of idiots are in this country?
And running this show.
No.
Okay. This is why me and Donnie didn't go to college, because we'd end up doing something this stupid.
I'm in college.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I'm in college.
What are you majoring in?
Electronics technology.
What the hell is that?
Electronics.
Like
technology.
Like what type of electronics?
Electronics. Electricity. Housing and stuff like that.
You're going to be a freaking electrician.
Apparently so.
Remind me never to call you.
Okay.
You better hope none of your clients ever find this show 20 years from now. And say, this is the guy we hired to wire the place? Is that smoke? What's that fart smell? Why is there a tube hanging over me?
Hey. Why is it raining?
Why are there handcuffs in my desk? It's raining. Hallelujah. It's raining urine.
Why is there a skateboard jammed in my wall?
A drunk student swallowed his room key so his friends couldn't take him home and put him to bed.
Oh my God.
It reminds me of that scene in Biodome. Doyle, give me the key. Okay, open wide.
Yep. That movie's so stupid. But it was funny.
Here I am bad-mouthing Napoleon Dynamite, but I watch Biodome.
Yeah.
What the freaking hell? I watched Pauly Shore's new movie last night.
What is it?
It's basically just making fun of like punk and Flavor of Love. Any show on MTV and VH1. Plus Cheaters.
Throw that one in out of the random?
Yeah. When Chris Foster woke up after sleeping on a friend's sofa, he had no recollection of the incident. After telling doctors what may have happened, the computer design student underwent an x-ray and was stunned to see the 2-inch key lying in the pit of his stomach. Medics told him to let nature take its course. The key emerged 31 hours later. Chris cleaned it up and put it back on his keychain. The incident began with Chris, a student at Bournemouth University. Bournemouth. He attended a party in the student hall. As he said, my friends all said that I had far too much drink and should go to my room, but I didn't want to. I don't want to get. I wanted to stay.
Why didn't they just wait until they passed out?
Exactly. I wanted to stay at a party, so I swallowed my door key dry. Not even a chaser?
Damn.
The 19-year-old attempted to Heimlich maneuver on him to recover the key, but without success. He was also given salt water to drink and a bid to bring it up. Salt water? What the freaking hell?
What is salt water going to do? Except for give you high cholesterol.
And the shits. Oh. My filter has ran out,
give
folks.
Give him some laxatives.
My filter... Okay, this is seriously what Donnie would do. I swear by it. On a Saturday night, I'm going to get their police report on the back of my show prep while we're doing the show and find out that Donnie did this. A Florida mother was arrested after police found her driving with something buckled into the front seat, but her toddler unrestrained in the back seat. I wonder what was in the front seat.
Probably blow up doll.
No.
Dang.
Now remember, it was buckled in.
A monkey, a dog.
No. It was not a living being.
A doll.
No.
I don't know. Screw it.
Beer.
Ah, okay. That sounds like me.
The woman faces charges of drunken driving, child abuse, wow, possession of drug paraphernalia, woohoo, and driving without a license after officers stopped her from running a red light Sunday.
Okay, never mind. Well, you can buy beer in Florida or something. No. Let's go to Florida.
Police reportedly found a 24-pack of Busch beer buckled into the passenger seat and two pipes typically used for drug purposes in her purse. Wow.
Okay.
Welcome up, Scotty. It reminds me of those commercials about the don't drink and drive and driving a car full of beer.
Yeah.
Sir, have you had a few drinks tonight? Nah.
Roll the window down, it's like everywhere. Nah, man.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight? What makes you think of that?
Except for this olive in my ass.
The floating beer nuts.
Yeah.
Maybe they had one or two dozen.
I'm going to do that one time. Fill my car up with a straw and
I'd hate to work at a convenience store for this reason.
Been there, done that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What? Where'd you?
What did Inland do?
Oh, you were a stock boy.
Oh, you talking about cashiering?
Okay. Yeah, you ass. Two different armed robbers hit a Grand Rapids convenience store in one evening.
Man,
taking money from the store clerk on both occasions.
He got fired. She got fired. Whoever it was.
Tony Gutierrez.
Okay, whatever.
Works at a Shell station on the city's northwest side. The robbers struck a little more than 2 hours apart. He told WZZM-TV he gave the thieves what they asked for and no one got hurt. Said he has no plans to quit his job at the store because he has bills to pay and a wife and children to support because he's a dumbass.
See him on TV, come out, let's get that joke again. Give me what I want, boy.
Now, this had to have happened in Mississippi.
Can you see buying, you know, them belts that say like states on them or your name?
Yeah.
You know, Mississippi be like, you wrapping around
those belts with the LED display. You have to have like five of them side by side. A Hungarian lawyer is facing court action after he bit a female colleague's breast at a dinner.
Must have been hungry.
I wonder if he was fat. The only reason why he bit the woman's boob is because all the restaurants in Mississippi turned him away.
I'm hungry.
Don't they realize the Mississippi people are going to turn to cannibalism?
Yeah, they're going to be like spreading to Alabama, eating all the incest people. Never mind.
Yes, ban them. Ban them from the restaurants. Kill them. Kill them all. I don't need retarded kids messing up my schooling.
So, okay, whatever.
I go in there to get my edumacation.
Hey, boy.
The head lawyer of the mayor's office in Gurr reportedly told attractive, I don't fancy my chicken breasts. I think I'll try yours instead. I need to remember that line.
Yeah.
You know what?
That.
Hold on. This taco doesn't. Wait. I don't fancy my taco. Let me try yours.
This apple pie does not fancy my taste. May I try yours? My couture souffle. My Boston butt. My sausage does not fancy my taste. Would you like to try it? Never mind. Trying to go a little too far.
I'm trying to think of more box jokes, but I can't think of one. The mayor described his lawyer's action as a joke, but didn't see the funny side and has now launched legal action against him for sexual assault. She said, I'm taking legal action because I don't think biting a colleague's breast is appropriate behavior for a civil servant.
Okay. One down.
All right. I told you. I'm hiding a piece of paper because it's got the answers on it. I told you that we were going to be experimenting with the top five songs from last week to see if you know any of them.
All right.
That's why I haven't been using this sheet at all because I have the answers at the bottom because I'm a dumbass.
Hey, you may not know the name of the songs.
All right. This one came in at number five last week. You know it.
I just want you close.
Do you know it?
No.
And not even a guess.
Not even a guess.
Not even a hint. I'll give you a hint. She's black.
Well, I noticed that.
Oh, wow.
Okay, whatever.
It's Alicia Keys. No One. I'm waiting for the hook because this is so stupid. Hold on. I mean, what the hell? That, I can't imagine myself riding along in my Bentley going, yeah, no one.
Yeah.
Okay, this was number four. Any idea?
Let It Go.
I'm holding on your rope, got me 10 feet off the ground.
Sounds familiar.
Anything?
Nothing other.
I give you a hint.
I'm hearing what you say, but I'm
it's a very big producer. He's done work with Nelly Furtado and Justin Timberlake in the last couple of months.
Yeah, whatever.
You tell me that you need me, I'm
fat and black, so they gotta give me a record contract. Hey, that rhymed.
Hey, it worked.
It was Timberland featuring the One Republic, Apologize.
Oh, okay, I've heard that.
Now, this one is the only one. This is the only one I knew because the girl that does the song is, I know I'm going to get beeped for saying this, but she's f***ing hot. This was number three last week.
I don't know who it is, but okay.
Night at the Roxbury.
Please don't stop the music. Please don't stop the music.
Wow, it's a bad visual for yeah, my camera.
It's getting late. Whoever. That was lame. It's like a Pop Gun.
That's two. Woo. Oh, my God. okay. This one was number two last week. Let's see.
I need you, boo. Huh?
I need you, boo. Wait a minute.
What?
Wait. Hang on. This one, we're going to have to analyze a little bit.
I need your what?
Hold on.
Go back. Yeah, go back.
Let's go back. Oh, go back, damn it.
I need you, boo.
I need you, boo.
I thought he said boob.
I got to see you, boo.
Okay, boo. Okay.
I got to see you, boo. I want to talk to the record companies here. You pay millions of dollars for I need you, boo.
For real, boo.
I want you, boo.
Where is
you?
You
can pay me
boo.
$20 and I will give you I want you, boo. You could give me a freaking cheeseburger.
I'll sing Boogie in Your Butt or something.
That was gay.
If I'm going to make a record contract on singing about
Boo,
I can.
Unless you're making a sound check for like Scream 5, Boogie, Boogie, Boogie.
Yeah, I cannot see this as a scream.
Oh, within 10 seconds, he has to repeat it. He's already ran out of ideas. That's your $5 million recording artist right there. And this is number two in the country.
Is that the whole song?
I don't. We're only 16 seconds in.
Oh, okay.
Black and Beats vibes, baby.
Whatever.
What? I didn't understand a word of that.
Yeah, for
Can someone translate? Can we get subtitles here?
Ghetto.
Can we get subtitles on our webcam here?
That'd be awesome.
But do you have any idea who that is?
No clue. On her.
It's Chris Brown, and the song is called With You. They're not even trying anymore.
Nah, it's just...
This makes me furious listening to this. We're about to go into another Napoleon Dynamite argument here in a second. This now leads me to the number one song of last week. This song pisses me off. I know this song. I have to play this song. The last time I DJed, I had to play the song freaking six times within a 3-hour time span. Here is America's number one song for last week.
Come on. So they had them apple bottom jean boots with the fur.
That's enough.
Can I put my headset back on?
Yes, you can. hold on a second. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take... No, we're not going to take a break. Hold on. I can look it up while we talk about this. I mean, what the freaking hell is going on with music? Do you know, Donnie?
I think we're running out of ideas. Even rock songs are repetitive now.
Yeah, I'm not going to disagree with you on that, even though I like rock music. Hold on a second. I'm pulling up the lyrics for this song, so we don't have to listen to it. We can just look at the lyrics. Okay. Shorty with them apple bottom jeans. Jeans. Boots with the fur. With the fur. The whole club is looking at her. She hit the flow. She hit the flow. Next thing you know, shorty got low, 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 low. Them baggy sweatpants.
Okay, first off.
And the Reeboks with the straps.
Who looks good with... Never mind, sweatpants.
I mean, she turned around and gave that big booty a smack. A. She hit the flow. She hit the flow. Next thing you know, shorty got low, 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 low. I ain't never seen nothing that make me go, except for the cops when I'm holding. This crazy all night spending my dough.
Dough.
On a hoe. Had a $1 million vibe. And got a bottle to go. Damn birthday cakes, they stole the show. So sexual, she's so flexible. Professional, drinking X and O. Hold up, wait a minute. Do I see what I think I whoa, did I think I seen Shorty get low? Ain't the same when it's up that close. Make it rain, I'll make it snow. Work the pole, I got the bankroll. I must say that I prefer them clothes. I'm into that. I love women exposed. She threw it back at me. I gave her more. Cash ain't a problem. I know where it goes. She had them apple bottom jeans. Jeans. Boots with the fur. I got no talent. Because I can't rhyme with a motherfucker.
None of those words make any sense.
I'm
that's why I don't listen to hip hop or rap or the crap that is.
That's why I don't listen to radio. And you know who I'm pointing in a certain direction.
I don't know.
Who's supposed to be a Christian station. Lord Almighty playing this crap. Coming up next, we're going to play another round of Know That Good Book that you talk about in church. But first, this flow rider with no Shorty Get Low. Amen. We're going to give away that birthday cake in just a second, but we got to get low. We're going to check in with our non-existing traffic copter in a second. But first, we got to get low. Hey, send a birthday cake. Hey, happy birthday to you. What the hell? Donnie once again with no comment. Here come the threats. Oh my God. But before we send the entitled show a threat, we gotta get low. Before we play another commercial break of the same five advertisers from last break, we gotta get low again. Since Bainbridge can't hear us, let's get low again. I'ma say that I prefer them no clothes. I'm into that, I love women exposed. She threw it back at me, I gave her more. Cash ain't a problem, I know it. Since we're promotion horse, let's get low. She had them apple bottom jeans. Boots with the fur. Yeah. Happy birthday to you. On the Dead Crew show. Yeah. My goatee looks awful. Cause I'm getting low.
You got my goatee?
Yeah, you are starting to look like him. Jesus.
Hang on, man.
Oh, my God. What the hell are you doing with the knife?
Well, if I look like him.
Oh, my God. Our transformer sucks, so let's get low. Our station sucks, we don't care, so let's get low. Our DJ sucks, so let's get low.
One stat, come on. Two stats, come on. Three stats, come on. Now that's 3 grand. What you think I'm playing? Baby girl, I'm the man. I ain't been a rubber band.
I'm in my 40s, but I act like I'm 12, so let's get low.
That's what I told her. Her legs on my shoulder. I knew it was over. That Henny and Cola got me like a soldier. She ready for Rover. I couldn't control her.
I could do this all day. Let's get low.
Lucky on me, I was just like a clover. Shorty was hot like a toaster. Sorry, but I had to fold her. Like a pornography poster. She showed her.
I don't know if it's from getting low or laughing too hard.
Oh my God. Our promotions are awful, but let's get low. No one's listening to us right now, so let's get low again.
I hate
oh my
song.
God. If they didn't hate us before.
And
we hate that entitled show, but let's get low.
Sweatpants and the Reeboks with the straps.
With the straps.
Turn around
and the Velcro on her shoes.
A smack. Amen. We're Christians, and we're getting low. Amen.
Bob has went bonkers.
I've got crazy. Getting low. This God, that song really does suck.
Yeah, it took you 2 minutes and 23 seconds to figure that out.
Because I was too busy getting low.
Oh, dude.
You guys are awful.
Oh God. You might blow up the board over there.
Oh, my God. I wish that would happen to someone. The board blow up. No one's listening already, so no one would know. So let's get low. Our board doesn't work, so let's get low. Everyone from the east side to the west side. Hey, ho.
Oh, God.
Amen. Praise Jesus.
We're hated now.
I don't care. Nice. You know, just for that, let's get low. Yeah, that's right. Take out the desk. Take it out.
Oops.
We probably look retarded. Oh, wait.
Oh, man. I was getting too low.
Yeah, man. Whew. I just can't help myself. Amen.
Oh, God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Jesus Almighty. Hold on. I got to turn on the TV and make sure the church service came on all right. About to say. The remote didn't want to work. Oh, look, it came on. That's enough church for me.
Oh, God.
The McDonnie Lee second. Oh, my God. Wow, we're out of time. Holy crap, we wasted 10 minutes on this.
On a crappy get low.
Amen.
With a sweaty tank top.
Hold on, let's see.
And hairy arm tits.
Are you talking about a certain someone? I thought you had no comment because you were afraid to get.
I don't know. I'm just talking about whatever. I'm trying to make a rhyme. I'm just as good as they are.
And because you can't rhyme, we're gonna get low.
Please hurry up and get over it.
Hit the flow. I got repeat. No.
Your CD ain't skipping.
No. It's freaking. Jesus. Yeah, let's just repeat the same 5 lines over and over again. That's like the 4th time he says it in the song.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going back. You can ask the, I'm not going back. I'm playing the song from the beginning on.
We're at 3 minutes 33 seconds.
Well, at least it's not 666. Amen. I'm trying to find a good story right here at the end. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, here we go. Here's our showstopper. While I'm taking out the CD.
Thank God.
I've taken it out to put our horrible background music in. I'm sick of this music. I got to find a new song. Okay, a man who robbed a woman of her keys and cell phone, licked her toes, then was sentenced to 5 years probation.
Okay, Carlton, go back. What?
A man who robbed a woman of her keys and cell phone, then licked her toes, was sentenced to 5 years probation. Carlton Jermaine Davis faces 21 months in prison if he fails to complete probation for the robbery charge in district court. According to a criminal complaint, Davis approached a woman around 1 a.m. on September 9th of last year as she was leaving work and forced her to put her phone and purse inside a bag. Then he told her, "Now I'm going to suck your feet." Police arrested Davis a few minutes later, about four blocks away. I mean,
I'm gonna lick your feet.
You're gonna get arrested for licking someone's feet. What the frickin' hell? Are the stupid things to get arrested for? I mean, seriously. I mean, I can't imagine telling someone, put your stuff in the bag, now I'm going to lick your feet and get low. Yeah, there we go.
Them toes taste really good. I like that toe jam.
I'm going to get low. I'm going to get low on them corns.
Oh, God.
I'm going to take off them boots with the fur and bite your toenails. Low, 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 low. Athlete's foot.
Oh, God.
Amen. Oh, my God.
Ooh.
This show sucked. But it's better than most. Just listen to, like, episode 4 when it was just me and the Weave.
Doing what?
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
That's why I was so bad. We just sat there. Anyway. We've had a good show, don't you think?
Yeah, it was pretty good. Except for the low, low, low part.
I think that was the best part.
I hate that.
Love it or hate it, it was funny. Special thanks to Hot Topic, Zazzle.com. Fox Sports, watch the Daytona 500 next Sunday on Fox. Check your local listings. And also WWE WrestleMania 24 from Orlando. Orlando, Florida. Go to WWE.com for more information. I'm Bob.
I'm Donnie B. Good.
Oh, yeah. People want to know where the song is. I realized quickly after saying that I do the song that I can't sing. Oh, but wait, 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 whoa, 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 whoa,
whoa. Whoa, whoa. Hold everything. Hold everything, hold it, hold it.
But I have the lyrics that I rewrote.
Oh my God.
Okay. Here we go. Now just imagine me singing this with a very good voice and the music in the background. Deep down in Georgia, close to Tallahassee, way back up in the woods among the mosquitoes, there stood a trailer made of plastic and plywood where lived a country boy named Donnie B. Good, who never ever learned to read or write so well, but he could change the oil and spin the tires. Go, 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 Donnie, go, go, Donnie, go, Donnie B. Good. He used to carry his chaw in a fanny pack, go sit beneath the stands by the racetrack. All the fans would see him sitting in the shade, spitting to the rhythm that the drivers made. People passing by, they would stop and say, "Oh my, that little country boy must be gay." Go, 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 Donnie, go, 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 Donnie, be good. His mother told him, "Someday you'll be in jail, and you'll be the girlfriend of a big old man. Many inmates will come for feet around to hear you scream out loud when the sun goes down. Maybe someday your name will be in lights saying, Donnie was good tonight." Go, 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 Donnie, go, 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 Donnie, be good.
How long did it take you to come up with that?
3 minutes.
You're more talented than I thought you were.
Hey, I came up with low on the spot. That whole thing on the spot.
Oh, yeah, well.
I mean, come on, give me some.
I don't have any papers in front of me.
That's because you're a dirty Jew.
Well.
Donnie, you didn't have, you don't, where's your fanny pack?
I quit that.
Ah, oh, that's right.
The fanny pack.
You quit the fanny pack.
Yeah,
part.
The fanny pack part.
Hi, my name is Donnie, and I like wearing fanny packs.
Well,
I've been fanny pack free for 3 months. Wow, way to go.
Yeah, woo!
But I've suddenly taken up an interest in the man purse messenger bag.
Oh, my God.
I have one. Notice I don't have it here because it looks feminine.
Well, why do you have one to start with?
Because I thought I'd look cool.
Oh,
I was sadly mistaken.
Apparently.
If you have one of those, just...
throw it away.
Just die of AIDS. And then get low. 6 feet under.
Oh.
Thank you guys for listening.
Y'all are awesome.
Yeah, check us out on iTunes. You can subscribe to us on iTunes to be able to download the show whenever you want. Subscribe to the entire show on iTunes. You can download new episodes as they become available. MySpace.com/theentitledshow. Be sure to listen to this on Amped Radio. Go to ampedradio.net to find out next time it's playing. Having fun, Donnie?
Yeah.
See you next month.
Certainly.
No one has any idea what you're doing.
I am.
He's rubbing his squirrel tail on the mic. Now we're off to Mississippi to the buffet.
Yeah.
See you guys later. Amen.